How do you build your wealth?
Because I have money invested in the stock market.
Yes, people need more money.
Finance. Do more for your family.
Because I ran out of money.
This is the SDA Money Hour on KPRC 950. Brought to you by SDA Wealth Management. Honest discussion about financial planning, market analysis, and portfolio strategies.
It's where we are, and that's reality.
When money talks.
Now, the SDA Money Hour.
Your host for the program today, Scott Bishop, Director of Financial Planning for STA Wealth Management, and today we'll be discussing the soon-to-be world-famous Retirement Survival Guide.
World-famous is pretty good, but it seems like it's actually getting a lot of traction here in Houston, Max, over the last several days. I mean, we've only had the site up for a short period of time, but over the last several days, we've gotten several people through the website that have asked us questions, and it's really neat getting all these questions from people, helping them through a difficult time. And it's, you know, retirement planning really isn't the sexiest financial topic to talk about, and many people try to avoid the conversation simply because they don't know what to do, or maybe one of the people they're talking with don't have a specific product to sell. But, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, Max, how often do you talk about that topic with your wife? Retirement?
Not very. We have what's going on in the background, the payroll deductions and things going here, things going there. Don't even really think about it.
Well, most people then are really thinking about the day-to-day. You know, it's always like not being able to see the forest through the trees, dealing with things that are urgent yet not important. But I would suggest for anybody that's driving around out there, one of the most important things they really should be thinking about, especially if they're over the age of 50, should be retirement. I mean, it's not something you necessarily do talk about with your wife or your friends. You may talk about a timely topic like taxes or things like that, or about politics. It seems like everyone can't get away from politics these days. But in reality, retirement is really one of the most important topics to discuss, because really, at the end of the day, it's really the end game. People want to talk about investments. They want to talk about portfolios. They want to talk about the stock market being up and down. They want to talk even about things out there like Bitcoin. But how many times, Max, when you're talking about and you're driving around listening to financial shows like ours, do the people on the shows actually talk about investing? It seems like most of the time they're talking about investing. Isn't that right?
Yeah. And you certainly should have, I'd say, 95% of your portfolio in Bitcoin.
Well, I do. I just haven't talked about it much. I'm here on Friday because I'm worth about $82 million as of 3 days ago. So thank you very much. Now everyone's going to come after me for my Bitcoin.
I'm kidding, everybody. Of course I'm kidding.
I've been reading about it for a while. I'm trying to figure that out, but maybe one of these days we'll be able to figure it out. Just like John Bogle said, hey, it may go up to, you know, $20,000 or more in terms of the Bitcoins, but talk to me again when it's back at $800 a Bitcoin.
Sure.
And John Bogle was the founder of Vanguard, so he's a little bit of financial sense.
He knows what he's talking about.
He may be stupid, kind of like Warren Buffett was stupid back in 1999 when he wouldn't invest in tech stocks because he didn't understand them.
Yeah.
Right before the crash.
He admitted it. I mean, you know, it's the topic itself is very, very – I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's very complex. Even some of the big players don't have a grasp because it's kind of like it's like the ether.
Well, people don't even know. I mean, I get calls all the time, how can I invest in it? I mean, they're talking about having futures tradings in Bitcoin. They're talking about having exchange-traded funds or mutual funds around Bitcoin. But please be aware out there. Know what the underlying investment is, because a lot of these things are going to be based on contracts. They aren't even going to have any underlying assets like gold or anything really backing up these securities. So, you know, when anything's hot and new, you know, quite frankly, when I was in a deli the other day for lunch and I heard someone about the age of a grandmother, not to disrespect any grandmothers, but talking about, hey, what's this Bitcoin? I wonder if I should invest in this Bitcoin. But when I start hearing talk like that at a deli counter, it makes me think that it's a little bit frothy.
Yeah.
In terms of the valuation in the market.
Well, and if she's, you know, a grandmotherly type, then obviously she's probably up there, you know, maybe pre-retirement, about to retire, maybe even retired. And surely she would be talking about that in the case of if I have a little extra money, not, you know, she's already got her nest egg and everything all built, hopefully.
Well, that's what you hope, but you don't know. A lot of people that don't have a retirement plan try to make it up at the end, and if they can't make it up by time to save, they try to make it up by return. So if people are hearing things like many hundreds of percents or maybe thousands of percent in return, if I could just get my money in that, maybe then I can retire early or I can retire time. You really can't make up a bad retirement plan by trying to crunch out stellar returns. in the last couple of years of your planning.
Which is why the Retirement Survival Guide is so important. We offer it to you free of charge.
And it's a great way. You just have to go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com. On the homepage, it allows you to download it. There's no cost. Just give us a little bit of information, and boom, you'll have a PDF of the Retirement Survival Guide on the desktop, along with all of the click-throughs that you could do to get significant amount of information. Because while most people on the radio talk about investing, so few talk about retirement budgeting, tax-optimized cash flow planning. Because most of the shows I hear out there, especially some of the ones I hear on Saturday and Sunday mornings, Max, and there's a lot of good ones, but there's also a lot of ones that just talk about products or talk about a single strategy. And I would suggest that that's not retirement planning, that's selling a product. I mean, you probably hear some of those shows.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with those shows, but you need to understand what you have. I mean, I was actually, just before this show, Max, I went on my computer that's sitting right in front of my microphone, and I tried to Google the term retirement planning. And you'll find a ton of bits and pieces when you find all that out there. But what I got when I Googled retirement planning, I got 8,580,000 results in just 1.03 seconds per the little Google counter out there. And, Max, if you saw that, how likely are you to start going through all 8 million of those one by one to find a good answer?
I don't have the time of the day for that.
Yeah. And I'm sure, but now that I've told you that, I'm sure you're going to go this weekend and go Google retirement planning and see what it is.
Yes, that's top of my list, right?
Well, if this topic, instead of going and Googling it, go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com, download the guide. You can ask us questions. You can start reading about it, because what we did is we actually went through our whole team here and basically my 20 years of experience trying to take everything and put it into something that you could think of. What we're trying to do in the Retirement Survival Guide is help you answer basically seven questions. Am I ready to retire? How much annual income will I need in retirement? Do I plan to work in retirement? Are you done, or are you going to have to do some consulting work or maybe get a blue vest with Walmart? Number four, where will my retirement income come from? If your paycheck stops, where's the income going to come from? You may say your 401k. Will that be enough? And then one of my favorites, number five, if I'm planning for retirement the right way, where right is R-I-T-E for retirement income taxed efficiently. We're going through a lot of tax changes. With these tax changes, are you going to optimize your retirement plan for these tax changes? Number six, should I change my investment plan or strategy? We hear tons of people on financial talk shows talk about the best investments or where to put your money. But should that strategy or portfolio change as you enter retirement? I'm not talking about going all into bonds or cash, but should you change? Should you maybe be a more income-oriented strategy? Are you more total return? What should that strategy be for retirement? And how do you plan for those retirement health care needs and other benefits you may be losing from your employer if you decide to retire? So we have seven big things we want to hit on today. But if you want to get this guide right now, if you're sitting in your office or even on your iPad, go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com and download your free copy. We'll talk more about it when we get back.
Now, back to the SDA Money Hour on KPRC 950. Here's Luke Patterson and Mike Smith.
I'm Max Gaines, your host, Scott Bishop, Director of Financial Planning for SDA Wealth Management. Today we're discussing our latest project, the RetirementSurvivalGuide.com. It's easy to get to. It's a really easy read.
Yeah.
The PDF is what, maybe 30 pages?
It's 20 years of my experience in 30 pages. And one of the things I like about how we structured it, Max, is it goes through seven great questions, which we'll go through today, but it also hits these questions where it's easy to read, and then if there's any area where you want to deep dive into, like how to maximize your 401k plan in retirement, you can click through and see a 12-page article on that. So it allows you to get a summary of everything you want to know, and the areas that are important to you, you can get a deep dive.
Think about what retirement is. What is retirement? It is you're actually entering in to a whole new phase of life.
Think for the first that. Time for most
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And it's a different experience for each person. Max, what your retirement's going to look like and what mine's going to be looking like are probably very different things because we have different goals and objectives, different family structures, different things we have to deal with. And everything needs to be different. So how can you read one book and know exactly what you need? That's why the Retirement Survival Guide is actually geared to help you put together the plan that's right for you. And again, you don't have to just take our words for it, but go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com and download your free copy. One of the things we had, Max, do you remember we had Ed Slott on our show a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, that was a good show.
It was a good show. Remember, he's from New York. He's a CPA. He sells no products at all. But he's been kind of my IRA guru for over 20 years since I first heard him at a conference, and then again more in social media over the last 5 or 10 years, and even more so since we've been in a study group called his Elite IRA Advisor Study Group. But he actually just recently read the Retirement Survival Guide, and I felt very privileged. He actually wrote a foreword that we'll be putting into the Retirement Survival Guide in the 2018 edition. But here's the great – I want to read some of the pieces that he put in the foreword. I won't read the whole thing, but let me read a piece of it. This is from Ed Slott, CPA, and if you want to see the show that we had, you can go under www.stawealth.com, click on interviews, you'll see Ed Slott's smiling face there, and you can listen to the interview that we had on the STA Money Hour several weeks ago. But Ed Slott said, "Retirement is a major life transition, Max, just like you said, filled with new questions that need to be answered, starting with whether you are ready to retire, not your buddies, but you, both emotionally and financially." This is what he said. He goes, "In this easy-to-follow retirement survival guide, financial and tax advisor Scott Bishop takes you through the factors you need to consider before each choice you make. He begins with a mountain climbing analogy that we talk a lot about on this show, which allows you to note that the strategies you've used for saving for retirement, getting to the top of the mountain, the summit, are different from the ones you will need going forward in descending into retirement. This valuable guide highlights each of those critical areas that you've probably been wondering about and worrying about with you and your spouse, and it gives you the information you need to create solutions that are best for your own particular situation. There are some good ideas here that you probably even never thought of. Some of the key issues besides getting ready for retirement are how much income you will need. Will you keep working? When to take Social Security and your pensions, and how to maximize and optimize those benefits for both your specific needs, health care, financial protection, and how to invest safely and securely to provide a retirement income stream. In addition, and what's most important to him as Slott, and possibly you or me, is the tax planning side. We're one of the few financial firms that will talk about taxes and how it impacts your financial plan." So Ed Slott continues saying, "Taxes are the single biggest factor that will affect your retirement security." And he says that Scott, that I, have created the trademarked RITE solution, Retirement Income Taxed Efficiently, to help you maximize your retirement income while minimizing your tax bill. And here's an additional benefit that the reader of the guide gets. As a member of his study group, the Ed Slott Elite IRA Advisor Group, I have unique and extensive knowledge in retirement and tax planning, and I share those insights with you. And I also have, just as a sidebar, I have access to Ed Slott's team of attorneys and CPAs to help my clients and our firm's clients get the best decisions made, with a great bench of people to be able to bounce ideas off of. And he concludes with this idea, Max. "In retirement, income is the name of the game, especially guaranteed income for life. And Scott specializes, and his team specializes in training, gives you access to tax strategies and retirement income strategies that will increase your net annual retirement income. So to get started, start reading, learning, and feeling more competent about enjoying a successful and worry-free retirement. You'll end up with more, and it will last longer. That's the plan. Ed Slott, CPA retirement expert." How about that?
He's your man. He's your hero.
I couldn't believe it. I've known him for many years, and sometimes when you ask someone to write a foreword or an introduction, sometimes you get something small. It was really nice that he gave me some very thoughtful comments, and he also gave me that nice foreword to put in our retirement.
That's a keeper.
That's a keeper. I'm looking forward to having that in there. And if you ever want to see it, you can visit my LinkedIn page and Scott Bishop, and you can kind of see it there. I already put a pre-copy in there. But it kind of goes back to, if you download the Retirement Survival Guide, even on the first page, it organizes it for you. It talks about an appropriate financial planning process and conquering retirement. An appropriate financial planning process will coordinate your overall estate, retirement, and income, investment, and if you're a business owner, your business succession, your exit strategy objectives. And it's most likely important to you and your family, and without proper planning, it can be extremely difficult for you to really be able to survive and thrive in retirement. Because optimally, retirement planning should start when you're young. So if you're driving around in your 20 or 30, there's even stuff in the Retirement Survival Guide for you. If you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, this is really geared towards what you need, because I even have some pieces in there that talk about what you should do in various life stages. When you're starting off, what are the planning things you should think of? When you get to those intermediate years, maybe you have kids approaching college age, what you should be doing. All those types of things are good. Then it goes close to pre-retirement and what you want to do in pre-retirement. And then it goes all the way into ready to enter retirement after retirement. And this retirement survival guide is geared towards helping you determine whether you're on track both pre- and post-retirement. And really, going back to the retirement analogy that Ed Slott was talking with in his foreword, the first thing you want to talk about is conquering retirement. And we use that mountain analogy. Max, even on the cover of the Retirement Survival Guide, you can see on there that we have a picture of a couple climbing a mountain. So we continuously use that. And what do we mean? Well, think about climbing Mount Everest. When you do that, you're not going to do that without a plan, or you won't make it to the top. You probably won't make it to base camp. Typically, you have checklists. You have things you want to do during the ascent. You have things you want to do at the summit, and then you have things you want to do at the descent. This retirement survival guide can be thought of as like a checklist to figure out where you want to be going. However, the tools and strategies that got you to the top of the mountain, as Ed Slott alluded to, may help you get to that point, but it may not be the same skill set you'll need to survive the descent. If you ever saw that movie Everest, Max, did you ever see the movie Everest?
I saw the trailer several times, seeing other movies, but I never saw the film. And the trailer itself on the big screen was awesome.
I mean, but the sounds, the booming.
That's what I'm talking about. You can only experience that. Why I didn't go see the movie, I don't know. But no, to your point, I didn't see it. But I know what you're talking about.
But those types of things and the feeling when you get to the top, if you're somewhere between the ages of 55 and 70 and you're at the top and you're looking down, that looking down can be scary. But if you have some tools like the Retirement Survival Guide, that'll help you really figure out what you need to do and put together that checklist. So when you're going down, you can make the determination, are you ready to retire, where the income will come from, how should I plan better, and what do I need to do?
So the ascent of the mountain is the accumulation phase.
Correct.
And when you reach the peak, you have a sense of euphoria because you've made it.
Correct.
And then some people might be really gung-ho about going down.
Yeah, but you don't want to be running down Mount Everest at full speed.
No.
I remember when I was a little kid, we had a little playground mountain that seemed like Mount Everest when I was a little kid, and you always liked running down because you always ended up tripping and falling and rolling and you laughed. But in retirement, tripping and falling and rolling might feel like being way over aggressive in years like 2008 and 9 when the mountain's starting to have an avalanche or that storm is coming. I can promise you, for those that just retired in the mid-2000s, 2006, 7, and 8, when those financial destruction clouds were coming, it felt just like those rolling clouds that really was destructive to those people trying to get down Mount Everest in that movie. So what do we need? We need some tools. So we really need to talk about, are you ready to retire? Some of the things in ready to retire would be the section number one. And it asks the questions, are you ready to retire financially? Do you have enough money? Do you have a plan to be able to deal with the financial aspects and the other aspects of retirement? And are you also ready emotionally? Are you ready to be not working anymore? What are you going to do when all of your friends are still working? Have you talked with your spouse to know what your plans are for traveling and all of those things that you need to do? You really need to be. And so on page 3 of the Retirement Survival Guide, we put a great matrix together that helps you understand, are you ready financially and ready emotionally? And if you can answer yes to both of those, you're ready. But what if you can answer yes that you're emotionally ready and no, you're not financially ready? You might need to do things on this checklist, like consider delaying retirement, maybe changing your investment strategy to a little bit more growth. That's not what we try to do. We don't try to make up a lack of a plan by trying to get significant growth at the very end, because that growth could be really big. But you need to have a plan. So I want to go through the Retirement Survival Guide, which you can get at www.retirementsurvivalguide.com. Download it. Follow us. As soon as we get back, we'll be talking more about the Retirement Survival Guide.
You're listening to the STA Money Hour.
You're listening to the STA Money Hour. Need help with your money? Call Mike and Luke now, 713-212-5950.
Why, thank you. Conquering the Mountain of Retirement, Retirement Survival Guide. That's the topic of the show today.
And it's a great topic, and one of the benefits of Retirement Survival Guide, and you can get it, your copy at www.retirementsurvivalguide.com, is because it really needs to answer the question, and we talk about this right at the beginning of the guide, is what does retirement mean to you? There's no one-size-fits-all. What we're trying to help you figure out, both financially and emotionally, is what does retirement mean to you? I mean, because one thing you don't want to do is decide, it's Friday, I want to retire, I think I have enough money, and I think I know what I'm going to want to do. I'm going to want to travel and maybe play some more golf. And then Monday comes, the alarm doesn't go off, and you have no idea what you want to do. Do you have any ideas what you want to do? Hobbies, traveling, volunteering? Do you want to go back to school, teach, or maybe learn another skill set and maybe be able to help other people or have another type of job? Maybe you're not ready to really be done working emotionally. Maybe you're just done with the job that you have right now. So having that plan, the non-financial side of retirement also can have a plan. It's because you really don't want to underestimate the emotional aspects of retirement, because the job actually gives you some type of structure. You know what you're going to do on Monday. You might not love everything you're doing on Monday, but it gives a structure. Many people without structure find a void in their life because some people see retirement as a new beginning, another stage of your life. But Max, you probably met people like this. Some people see it as the final stop towards death, and that's not a good thing if you don't really have a good plan for the non-financial aspects.
I see where people would look at it that way, but you know, if you're going to do that, you might as well just concede and say, you know, that's it, I'm done.
But that's why you need to do it. I mean, there was Westinghouse studies that were done in the 50s that when a man retired at the age of 62, he was usually dead by 64, because especially back then, men didn't have as many outlooks. It's a fact that especially for men, they stop making friends more than women do after high school and college or whatever schools that they go to. So you need to find a way to know what you're going to do. And the last thing you want to do is you don't want to have a plan with your spouse, because one of the biggest trends I'm starting to see is people later in life, in their 50s, 60s, I haven't seen any in the 70s yet, but there's a trend out there called the gray divorce. People that are later in life, they spent time doing what they did when they were younger. They've been working hard. They raised the kids. The kids are out of the house, and they find out they're living with a stranger, and they don't even know what they want to be, and they don't have a plan emotionally of what to do in retirement. Again, this is a financial show. We don't want to dwell on that, but there's some things, even in the Retirement Survival Guide, to help you think those things through. But now do you know if you can afford the retirement that you want? What does that mean to you? Does that mean that you want to be able to go out to Luby's at 5 p.m. or 4:30 p.m. if that's the time you want to go out to? Or do you want to be able to keep going to Capital Grill and having steaks? Different types of retirement have different types of costs. And there's no right or wrong answer. But the question is, can you afford what you want? So how many people out there, as you're driving around, know what your budget is today? Even if you know what that is, do you really know what the budget's going to be in retirement? Max, I was just reading an article this morning. It was in MarketWatch. I really liked it. It was called Why Early Retirees Should Prepare for Austerity. Austerity is like when we talk about it at the federal government level, it's trying to reduce the budgets and live with less, you know, cutting things back. And here's the issue. The average person they were talking to for this article says, I'm not rich, but I've saved up, I'm debt-free, maybe I could stop working now and make my money last as long as I live. There's two big fallacies with that, Max. The first one is having the word maybe. No one should retire if they think maybe I can financially
retire. That should not be in your vocabulary.
Maybe. I mean, are you going to buy $1 million house because you think you may be able to afford the mortgage? That's probably not a good thing.
Right.
Oh, gosh, you know, I forgot. $1 million house has $35,000 a year property taxes. Didn't think about that. Oops. Didn't think about that. It's a big house, and therefore with that big house, I have a $400 a month air conditioning bill in the summer. Oops.
Yeah.
You know, didn't think that through.
Bear Bryant, the great college football coach, is famous for having said, when he was asked what he's going to do in retirement, he said, I'm paraphrasing, maybe I'll croak in a week. And 4 weeks later, he croaked.
There you go.
So, you know, there's that. But then there's the aspect of, what if you don't croak in a week? What if you live another 30 years?
Well, that was the other fallacy.
Scarier.
That was the other fallacy. Remember, he said, maybe I could stop working now, and maybe my money can last as long as I do. No one knows that. Maybe Bear Bryant knew how long that would be, but most of us don't know how long that's going to be. So if you have money, and you have money in different types of accounts, maybe a bank account, an investment brokerage account, maybe an IRA or two, or a 401k, or a pension, or Social Security, or rental income from a property, how are those different streams going to be income taxed? Are they going to be around forever if you have a rental property? Well, you have that rental property forever. What if, God forbid, you have a disaster like we have for Harvey, and maybe you were smart enough to have flood insurance, but guess what? That renter is now living in a different place. You have to get that house fixed while you're maybe still paying for property taxes and maybe for paying for a mortgage on that house if it wasn't fully paid off, and you have no rent or no rental income coming in. How will that impact your retirement? That's why in retirement, to be able to say you're financially ready, not only do you have to have a good and strong budget, as I alluded to, and we give you some tools in the Retirement Survival Guide to help you come up with a budget. Again, if you don't have it, go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com. Download it. There's some tools in there just in the first few pages to help you with that. But then you need to figure out these different considerations to have. I mean, really right now, there's more people that are looking and wanting to retire early, but they're living longer. It gets kind of scary. I mean, if you're vastly wealthy, Max, and you have an eight-figure net worth, you're probably going to be okay. But for the rest of us, you know, the math and calculus gets kind of sketchy. So before you commit, if you're driving out there, before you commit to four or more decades living under budgetary austerity, run a reality check. Scrutinize your household income now. Project what those numbers might be and how they may change. What are the scenarios? You may have things like, I think I know what's going to happen with the house, but what happens if the market does bad? What happens if I have a significant health event and maybe I have Medicare to help pay for my medical bills? But maybe what happens if I have to have a nurse come in and take care of me? What happens if I have true long-term care needs? What if you're retiring early and you're going to rely on the health care exchanges? And what happens if the health care exchanges dissolve or they're not reliable and the premiums go up? You need to take a look at these types of things. So you need to have a good budget. You need to know where those sources of monies are going to come from so you know the tax issues from that. And you need to make sure that you can live it the rest of your life. Some of the things that we do when we're doing financial planning here at STA Wealth is we'll help you come up with a budget. We help you project that out to see how it's going to look during retirement. We look at all of your sources, and we look at all the taxation of all those different sources. And then we stress test it. We look at things like your hurdle rate. What is the minimum rate of return you need to be able to not run out of money but meet all of your objectives? And if your hurdle rate is only a 3% rate of return, you're probably in a good place to retire. But Max, if I ran your retirement plan and you needed a minimum of a 14% rate of return to reach all your retirement goals and objectives, I bet you wouldn't feel as comfortable.
That's just ridiculous.
That's just ridiculous. But again, these are things you need to look up and understand in the Retirement Survival Guide before you decide to retire. We're going to keep going through some of the great issues and ways to use this guide when we get back here on the STA Money Hour.
The STA Money Hour, radio that's right on the money.
Again, here's your host, Scott Bishop.
Well, we're going to talk about more where the retirement income come from. Max, when you hear about retirement income, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
When I hear about retirement income?
Yes. What's the first piece of retirement income that most people are planning to rely on?
Social Security.
Yeah, Social Security. Yeah. Do you plan on counting on your Social Security?
I believe that 2034 is the year they're projecting for insolvency.
Correct.
That means that I will get Social Security for probably 3.5 years.
Well, when they say it, the projected governmental insolvency of Social Security is 2034, what does that mean to you?
Uh-oh.
Do you think it'll still be there in 2034?
No, absolutely not.
Here's the thing. The people always forget is I want my Social Security, I want my money, and I want it now. So the day they turn 62, they want to get their money now. We're going to talk about that briefly. I'm going to go through several things in rapid-fire fashion today. But when you talk about retirement income, it's really think of like a three-legged stool for most people. You have Social Security. For those that are lucky enough to have employer pensions, that's another guaranteed cash flow. And then you have individual savings. The individual savings can be bank accounts, investment accounts, retirement accounts. It could be income-producing rental properties. It could be gold or even Bitcoin that we talked about earlier today. But all of those things make up your retirement income sources. For Social Security, those of you that are baby boomers retiring in the near term have a full retirement age of age 66. If those of you are before full retirement age and you're still working and you start Social Security early, you actually get what's called deferred credits and you actually lose some of that money. If you want to get a significant deep dive into Social Security, in our Retirement Survival Guide, which you can get at www.retirementsurvivalguide.com, you could download it. We have several of our Social Security tools in there. We talk about Social Security maximization for individuals and for couples. What are the different things that you need to do to figure that out, to be able to figure out how to maximize that Social Security benefit? What are the landmines in Social Security if you do it incorrectly? All of those things are important because for most people, just like you alluded to, Max, Social Security is one of the biggest pieces of guaranteed income that they have. A portfolio in and of itself that you've accumulated is not guaranteed. We've all lived through up markets and down markets, bull markets, bear markets, and flat markets and sideways markets. The only thing you can count on is guaranteed income. Social Security is guaranteed income. So if we do hit 2034, and that's the day the trust fund goes empty, what happens is we still have Social Security income that can be generated through payroll taxes. But what happens under the current law is you'll lose over 20% of your retirement income. Whether you're a current Social Security recipient, you're not quite there yet. Every single person's Social Security income stream is going to be cut, I think, by 22%. I think it's 78 or 77% that you have remaining. So it won't go away, Max, but you have to look at various what-if scenarios that we talk about in the Retirement Survival Guide to make sure that we have that. And if you have other types of pensions, like employer pensions, the questions you may want to find out is, how do I maximize that pension? Some of you have the ability to get a guaranteed income stream from your employer, and that's great because that helps against what we call longevity risk. What we talked, Max, in the last segment about running out of money, one of the benefits of having a traditional employer pension is it gives you income that will never go away. The problem is with most employer pensions, it's not indexed for inflation. So if you get $3,000 a year, a month, every single month for the rest of your life, 20 years from now, $3,000 won't have the same buying power as it has today. Most of us remember the first car, Max. The first car I bought, it was a brand new car in 1986 or 87, and it cost me $5,800. It was a brand new Mustang. How often can you get a Mustang for $5,800 now?
Not a very good one.
You could probably get that one for under $5,800.
Yeah, the very same one, yeah.
The very same one that I had. It was a red Q1 with a four-cylinder engine. Nothing real sexy about that. But those are the types of things. So even if you have a pension, you don't have to worry about longevity risk, but you have to worry about inflation rate risk, about buying power risk, the loss of your buying power of the pension. It's really nice to get a guaranteed cash flow, but what are you going to do to offset the inflation? There's a couple things you can do. Number one, some of those employer pensions, you want to make sure that you know sometimes it's available as an annuity stream, and sometimes it's available lump sum. So if I said, Max, you could have $4,000 a month for the rest of your life guaranteed, even if you lived 182 years old, or I can give you $1 million right now that you can roll into an IRA, which one would you want to have?
I'm just thinking about living to 182 years old.
I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah, I don't think I'd smell very good.
Sometimes I'd take 82.
Yeah, that's I think that's more doable.
But if I was, $4,000 a month for the rest of your life or $1 million lump sum that you can roll into an IRA, which one would you rather have?
Oh, I'd take the lump.
The problem is that's what most people say. That's why most people that win the lottery do that. But here's the problem with that. Number one, is it a better deal? We actually created STA Wealth, a pension maximization software that will take a look at the annuity versus the lump sum. So, Max, if I told you, going back to the old analogy we had before, if I gave you $1 million to guarantee, I'm making up numbers right now, I don't have the Pension Max software in front of me right now, but if I said to be able to get that guaranteed income stream of $3,000 a month, you had a hurdle rate of 3.8%, you'd probably say, I could do that. I can lump sum the $1 million and I can get 3.5% for the rest of my life in terms of income. You'd probably feel okay about that, right?
It would require much discipline to pull that off.
In what way?
To actually do what you say you're going to do with, siphoning that money off carefully, proportionately.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what happens if that first year was 2008 and that $1 million portfolio became $650,000 because the market lost 35%.
That throws the monkey in the wrench.
That's at least a monkey. That might be that other thing that we were talking about off the air before, into that wrench.
Yeah, keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I did. I didn't say it. I didn't say what it was, but it'll feel more like that other thing that we were talking about. So here's the thing. If you get the lump sum, you have the liquidity. You can leave it to your family. You can do whatever you want with. You could pull out more than $3,000 a month, but you take the full investment risk of that lump sum. You also take the longevity risk. What if taking that $3,000 a month out, the money ends at 82 years old and you're still kicking and you're still doing really good? That's the longevity risk versus the income stream. So if you only need a hurdle rate of 3.5% for the lump sum to beat the guaranteed annuity, you're probably good. But what if we ran that software for you, Max, and we said that lump sum, you would have to get a 7.5% guaranteed rate of return to be able to guarantee that annuity stream? We just saw that with one of the people we just met with that's retiring from a CPA firm in town. He didn't like seeing 7%+ needed as a guaranteed rate of return, and he's actually considering taking that portion of his pension as a life annuity. And we're actually telling him that he probably should do that. He has a complicated plan, but that's something he needs to think about. But even if you're going to take it as an annuity, if you're married, they typically give you options like take it for just my life, 100% for mine and my wife's life or my husband's life, or take maybe 100% for my life and 50% for my spouse's life. We can help you go through a checklist to figure out which of those are better for you. And let's say you're one of those people that maybe doesn't have a pension in Social Security. What happens if you need to spend $6,000 a month and Social Security gives you two? And let's say your pension gives you three. Where's the other money going to come from? Well, that has to come from personal savings. And some of that personal savings could be in 401k accounts, IRA accounts. It can come from brokerage accounts. It can come from bank accounts. So one of the questions we always talk to our clients about is how do you pull that money out? We have a plan here at STA Wealth called Planning for Retirement the Right Way, where RITE stands for Retirement Income Tax Efficiently. Most Americans spend decades of their lives working and planning for retirement, maybe not thinking about it as in detail as they can at the Retirement Survival Guide. But when they get close, there's very little discussion from them and possibly not even much discussion from their financial advisors about how to best and most properly plan for that retirement income and distribution stream. That's why for that distribution income stream, we actually put together to start off a really nice graphic. So if you go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com, download the book. Remember this, on page 16, we actually have a very nice graphic that talks about trying to visualize the sources of retirement income, where it is, and it very much helps you figure out where do I need to get my guaranteed income for, whether that's Social Security, rental income, pensions, severance, wherever that's coming from, and where do I get that excess from my savings accounts. That can come from deferred compensation plans if you have them, from your investments, whether it be interest, dividends, or even some of the principal, the same from your 401ks. If you're lucky enough to have thought through the last many years creating Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, that's a great place to pull it from. But Max, if you have all those different pieces, you could probably see how confusing it is. Which income stream should you start first? If you're 62, should you start from your brokerage account? Should you do early Social Security? Should you come from the taxable accounts? All those types of things are really important. So please go to www.retirementsurvivalguide.com, download your free guide, give us any questions you have, read it over the weekend, and call us next week on the STA Money Hour. Have a great weekend.
The show you've been listening to is for entertainment purposes only, and you should consult a professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. The markets do involve risk, and you can lose money when investing. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and nothing said on this show should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of STA Wealth Management, LLC, and should not be construed to be the opinions of this station, Charles Schwab & Company, Fidelity Investments, or Millennium Trust Company. The STA Money Hour is a paid program sponsored by STA Wealth Management. STA is a paying advertiser for this program. However, the station does run other advertisements during the program. Any advertisement for services unrelated to STA Wealth Management, LLC, should not be considered to be an endorsement by STA Wealth Management, nor a testimonial to the services provided by STA. STA and its hosts. Should you have more questions or want a copy of our privacy policy and complete disclaimer, please visit our website at stawealth.com. That's stawealth.com. Or call our office directly at 281-822-8800. That's 281-822-8800.